With Christmas only a few days away, some people are going to find life more difficult just after the holiday. Long-term unemployment benefits expire next week for 1.3 million recipients. And with Congress already in recess, the soonest they'll be able to address this issue will be in the new year. I've been speaking with U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's a Democrat and the senior senator from Massachusetts, even though she's only been in the Senate herself for a year. As a longtime advocate for financial protections for lower and middle income Americans, she's recently put her name on a bill that would make it illegal for employers to ask job applicants for their credit scores. I asked Senator Warren about that bill, also about the state of the economy, and whether we'll see Congress address those unemployment benefits when they return in January.
Here's the key part. We didn't get the job done, and we really need to get it done. So I think this is going to be one of the first things we'll take up after the first of the year. The idea that we're going to cut off benefits for people who are long-term unemployed, people who are working to try to get back into the job market, and just say, you're out of luck. I just don't think we can do that. So we're coming back on this, and we're going to push hard on it.
Why didn't it get done before benefits were cut off? Is this good? Even if you get it done in January, best case scenario, there's going to be 3 or 4 weeks of people with no check who aren't working.
Oh, I know that. But let's keep in mind, the Republicans have been united in their opposition. And so this, you know, this has been a hard rock to roll uphill to try to preserve benefits for the long-term unemployed. And right now, what the big push has been on has been to get a budget deal so that they wouldn't shut down the government. But we're hoping that once we get focused exclusively on unemployment, that we can persuade some of the Republicans to come along and get us a bill to help people.
Now, on the issue of unemployment, the Federal Reserve, made a lot of news by backing off some of the stimulus. There's technical terms for it. But they're basically not doing as much anymore with their monetary policy to try to promote employment as they were before. That's the policy. Do you think it's the right time for the Fed to back off of their stimulus using monetary policy? Are they doing this at the right time?
You know, I think the Fed actually did something pretty clever, and that is they didn't come out and say, stimulus over. Instead, they came out and they said, we're going to turn the dial back just a little bit and see what happens. And I think that's sensible under the circumstances. Look, they've basically had money out there at almost zero interest rate for a long time now, and there's a real question about what impact it's having on the economy. There's no doubt they know where they want to go, and that is to keep pushing down unemployment to get the economy to recover. But they have very limited tools here. But the way I see this, they're cautious, they're clearly monitoring, they know what their goal is, and if it doesn't help them get closer to their goal, then I don't think we're going to see more of it.
Now, one of the issues there within the Fed, as you know, is calcification, people who haven't worked for so long that their unemployment becomes entrenched. Now, your bill speaks to part of this probably from the opposite end of the economy, which is people who are trying to get work finding themselves undermined by their own bad credit history. And what you want to do, as I understand it, is make it basically illegal for employers to take a look at that credit score when somebody's applying for a job.
You've got it exactly right. And let's start with just some basic facts about this. There have been studies out now that basically show there is no correlation between your credit history and whether or not you're good at the job. And so what this says is don't cut people out just because they have bad credit. Give people a chance to compete to try to get these jobs. We have to remember the principal reasons that people have damaged credit. Often it's either that they've had a serious medical problem or someone in the family's had a serious medical problem, that they've lost a job, or that they have had a family breakup, either a divorce or a death in the family. Those are the things that tend to damage people's credit rating because they fall behind on a bill, because they end up with more debt relative to their incomes, that they have a disruption in their income. That's what pushes down their credit history and gives them a bad credit history. That shouldn't keep someone out of a job. That's basically like saying, look, if you were rich when you lost your job or when you got divorced, you know, that's not going to hurt your credit rating then, those events. So you'll do just fine. But if you're somebody who works hard but doesn't have a huge savings and then something bad happens to you and that hurts your credit, it's also going to keep you from getting another job or keep you from getting a job and getting back to work if you've lost your job. It's just, that's unfair. That's not right.
Now, of course, your legislation is going to be timely because after Christmas time, we're going to be hearing a lot about the employment market inequality. Of course, your Democratic colleagues will be pushing a minimum wage increase. Mm-hmm. You mentioned UI. The president has already started doing his rhetorical setup for this, and the State of the Union is coming. So I think I'm right in assuming that you want this to be part of the mix as the country, at the urging of the president, starts to talk about an agenda of economic advancement and economic equality.
You know, you've put it exactly the right way. This is really about one more way to give people who are struggling a chance to get back in the game. You know, these are people who are trying to work. They're trying to get jobs. And it is the case now that they can be disqualified from a job for which they otherwise meet all the qualifications just because they've got bad credit. And here's the problem. Think who that hits the hardest. Like I said earlier, it hits people who kind of are don't have a lot of savings, but it also disproportionately hits women, particularly following a divorce. It hits seniors. It hits students. It hits minorities. It hits them hard because they are more likely to end up with damaged credit after some other bad event in their lives. We can't be shutting people out of the job market based on something that bears no relationship to their ability to do the work.
My last question. You are just coming up on 1 year.
Yes.
As a senator. This place, in my experience, is never quite what people expected. What is the most unexpected thing 1 year in about being a senator? One thing that you really just thought, wow, it's not what I thought it would be.
So for all the things that are broken around here that are pretty public and pretty obvious to see, the truth is there are a lot of tools in the toolbox to make change. So, for example, I found out that things like committee hearings are a place where you might be able to persuade the regulators to do their jobs in overseeing the large financial institutions. In other words, if you keep your eyes open and you're willing to do your homework, you might be able to find some other ways to make change.
Some footholds that people didn't know about.
You bet.
Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.